Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. First off, I want to extend my sympathies and condolences to the Seaman family in the tragic loss of their wife, mother, and daughter-in-law, and also the families and friends of the other two ladies who were so severely injured in the terrible hit-and-run accident last week. I used to live a short distance from where the accident occurred, and while I am in no way criticizing their right to run along Myrtle Avenue 101, the old Arcata Road, it is a narrow road even with the widening that has taken place. It was also dark and foggy. My wife has known the Seaman family for years, and again, we are keeping all the victims, including the driver of the car, in our thoughts and prayers. I have had a couple of close calls with pedestrians, and I know how scared I was after the miss, so I can't imagine how this driver feels. Was he or she in shock? Did he or she have a record, which would be complicated by an accident? Or is he or she just an unfeeling or uncaring jerk who needs to be run over himself? Yeah, I know, turn the other cheek and all that, but there is a redneck down in there somewhere. I certainly hope the perp is apprehended and gets what he or she deserves. I have known many of the county supervisors over the years, and while I don't always agree with all of them, I think they do a pretty fair job. I know the job entails much, much more than just showing up for the meeting and kissing babies and shaking hands. The one thing I do take issue with, then, is on the caregiver situation. Caregiving is a hard, complicated job. Being pretty much in need of a caregiver myself and having an RN nurse for a wife to take care of me, if she was getting paid, she'd be worth more than $8 an hour. I certainly wish the supervisors reconsider their opposition to a fair and just pay scale for homebound and otherwise needy folks. I'm going to repeat my opposition to cutting back on food stamps as their mittman has proposed. My 50 years in the grocery business has showed me that a huge majority of food stamps users are using them to feed their families in a way that includes more righteous, for lack of a better term, selections of nourishment. I'd like to see any politician try to raise a family on 15 or 20 grand a year. They'd be screaming their brains out in an hour. The Eureka Chamber Music Series starts out again. The Borealis Spring Quartet will be at Calvary Lutheran Church, south in Prospect Streets, right across from Alice Burney School, this Friday. The time is 7:30 p.m., and a Meet the Artist reception follows right after the concert. Be there. That's Calvary Lutheran, south in Prospect Streets, 7:30 p.m. this Friday. I read where pro basketball players are flopping. That's falling down after a bump to fake out the ref into giving a foul on the opposite team. Bounty plays in football that hurt opponents, flopping. What are pro sports coming to? One last thing. If you don't want some jerk with a camera to take your picture topless, keep your shirt on. Everyone has a camera these days, except me. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.